Okay, hi everybody. My name is Owen Campbell. I'm the CTO of a company called Greenfinch Technology. So Greenfinch is a software company based here in Dublin City Centre. We are a Microsoft partner for application development and for cloud platforms. We've been working on Azure for quite a while. We've got the gold cloud platform accreditation. And about 2 years ago, then we started down the road of using Xamarin. We had an existing application, enterprise application in place, a combination of web application and mobile web application for a customer. And we took on a Xamarin application to build a native iPhone app and Android app experience for them that they'd be able to use in their premises. It was for asset management, so it was allow them to use the cameras on the devices to go and do QR code scanning of assets, maybe while they were off the network as well, while they were in parts of the building that didn't have reception. So what I'm going to talk to you about today is a little bit of a crossover between the two of them. It's using Azure notification hubs with Xamarin applications. So just before I start, quick show of hands. Has anybody used notification hubs before? Do they know what they are? Okay, so notification hubs it's part of the Azure platform offering. It's Microsoft's scale-out push infrastructure for doing push notifications to cross-platform devices. So if you haven't been down this road before, each of the main cloud, or each of the main device manufacturers and operating system makers, they have their own way of doing push notifications. They have these platform notification services specific to iOS and Mac, or specific to universal Windows apps, or specific to Android and Chrome and so on. So what Microsoft's Azure Notification Hub gives you is a single point that you can connect your server-side applications to, so that you can then push out and broadcast to all these different applications and all these different device ecosystems. And there's lots of stuff up there now. They've support for the new Firebase platform for Google, as well as the older cloud messaging. They've support for Amazon device messaging as well, if you're building Kindle apps further down the road. So how it works is you'll have your server-side application at one end. You'll communicate to notification hubs. That will push the broadcast the messages out further than to either Apple's push notification service or to Google Cloud Messaging or to Windows notification service, and then it'll be pushed down onto the device. And there's a couple of reasons the device platforms have these things. There's obviously a little bit of ecosystem lock-in there, but as well, like if you're doing network comms with mobile devices, you're going to want to try and keep your bandwidth usage down and your power usage down. You don't want lots and lots of different applications all independently running in the background, polling out to web services to fetch information and so on. So how do you get set up with all this? So Azure Notification Hub, that lives inside the Azure portal. If you want to connect your Android devices, you'll need to set up an account on the Google side as well. So you'll go to the Google Developer Console. For Google, you need to set up a project. So there's a little bit of detail there, project IDs, names, and an API key. For Apple, it's slightly different. They require you to get a certificate signing request, and then you create a certificate, and you'll drop that into your Mac OS X build chain. So I'm just going to jump out of the presentation for a second to show you that very quickly. Here we go. So this is the Azure portal here. It's probably quite familiar to you if you've used Azure before. So a new notification hub. Let's just close this for a second. So you'll find it in here. So you go and create it. So it's the usual thing. It'll ask you for some information like your service names, what Azure Comm Center you want to run it in, your resource group, and so on. And once that's created, it should show up on your dashboard. Here's one I made earlier. And you'll be able to drill into that, and you can see properties about your configuration there. So for this one, you'll see that I have set up, I've configured Apple Push Notification Services, and I've configured Google Cloud Messaging, but I haven't configured any of the others. On Google's side, it's all very similar. You log into the Dev Console. You'll set up your project. So I've set up one here called Owen GF Test 1. It'll appear in here. You'll be able to go and get your settings to pull your project ID and information, and your API keys and so on. Just a pertinent bit there. Please nobody steal it, or hopefully you can't read it on this projector. And for Apple, it's slightly different again. You log into the Apple Developer Center. You'll do your certificate signing request on your Mac or wherever your build chain is. You'll upload that. They'll give you back a certificate. You drop that back into Keychain, and then your Mac will be able to build your Apple, your iOS app. I was going to do a demo, and I have a couple of devices up here. I have an Android app, and I have an Android device, and I have an iOS device. So I'll hang on afterwards, and you can come up and see it. But I am not getting any Wi-Fi connection for the devices up here. So what I've done is I have a little video that I did earlier of them actually working. And a screenshot of the test console. So if anybody wants to hang around after, feel free. And I'll set it up on one of the tables. You can come up and have a look. But what we did was we built a very simple Xamarin Forms application. Very, very basic. List on both screens. Common Xamarin Form code. So what Rich was talking about earlier on, it's the exact same code on both platforms for the UI and for most of the C#. And then we're just leveraging a very small amount of device-specific logic in each one of them to hook into Google Cloud Messaging and Apple's push notification service, respectively. So I just run this and you'll see what happens. This one here is configured for the tags Greenfinch and Android. The one on the right is configured for Greenfinch and iPhone. So the first message I'm going to push out to both devices is hello all devices. And it pops up in both of them. That's great. Next one, I'm going to send it only to devices tagged with Android. And I'm going to send the hello Android message. And hopefully you'll see that just pop in underneath here in a second. So we'll talk a little more about tags in a second. There's a lot of ways you can use notification hubs to broadcast to subsets of your user base. As you'd expect, notifications, they appear in the notification area for your specific phone, so in the drag-down area on Android. You can also have them, pop up as either as a pop-up message on iOS or maybe just appear as a badge on the icon or appear as a drop-in status bar and so on. And then you can broadcast to multiple tags. So the very last one I send, I think I tag both devices because I've tagged them both with Greenfinch. And hopefully both devices will get the last message there, and they do. So if anybody wants to pop up and see that in action with the devices, we'll get that working straight after this. So there's a lot of nice things you can do with that. Let's jump back to the presentation for a second. When you register devices are all uniquely registered. There's an identifier as they come through the respective platform notification services that you register them with. So once they're registered, you always know that you're pushing back to the same device. So that's very useful then. If you have a user who signs up on your application, maybe they create an account and sign in, then you can dynamically tag that device with that person's user ID, and then you can push notifications directly to them. So you can get very targeted stuff. You can use tags, as I was saying, then to target subsets of your app users. So maybe you're building a news application where I'm interested in sports, so I tag my app with sports, where somebody else is interested in technology. So, and then you can broadcast to people with those sets of tags. The device operating systems then are obviously supporting richer push notification capabilities. Now, previously, you could only push plain text notifications that would appear in a pop-up, but they're starting to support things like images and icons and other more richer media in the push notification systems. You can do clever things with geofenced notifications. So if you leverage something like Bing's spatial data API, you can map out an area that says, maybe you run a shopping center and you have an app for your shopping center and you want to push notifications about special offers or vouchers when people enter into that particular area. So you can do geofence notifications there as well. As well, if you're building a larger system, just an enterprise architecture, where this app is maybe just one of a multitude of apps that is part of a much bigger ecosystem, including rich desktop applications and web applications as well, you can tie Notification Hub and your Xamarin-based apps into Azure Service Bus and into a bigger architecture. So hopefully that gives you a pretty good idea of how to get push notifications into your Xamarin apps. From a code perspective, you're welcome to come up and see this afterwards as well. It's very, very easy to get this stuff integrated. So we'll have a quick look at our iOS application first. Basically, you're overriding system capabilities that Xamarin has already provided out of the box. So in the case of the iOS application here, there is, in the app delegate, which is your main entry point for your iOS application, you'll have unfinished launching. We're just going to do some permission setup here. to support various types of user notification. And then we're going to override two built-in services down at the bottom. One is registered for remote notifications, and the other is received remote notifications. And from that, you can decide what you want to do with it, whether it's push it to display it in a list, or have it actually make a pop-up, or have it appear in the notification area on the application. In the case of the Android application, it is similar but different. You have what you'll do is you'll build one of these services. This tag is the thing that does the magic, the service tag. Once you spawn your application, that will spawn off a separate background service that will stay on. So even if you hibernate your app or put it into the background, this service is constantly there. It's constantly listening. So I've got my class here that extends GCM service base, and that's the thing that's doing the listening and receiving those messages. So very little code to get set up with this to have basic push notifications in your application. And then it just plugs straight into the common Xamarin Forms code that you would typically have. So I think that's everything I have on that. Like I said, hopefully that gives you a pretty good idea on how to get notifications working in Xamarin Forms. And if anybody has any questions, feel free to pop up with me after, or if they want to try it out on the thing, or if they want to see it actually working in person on a device, happy to oblige. Thanks. Cheers.